Hello, Mother and Daddy, Maxie, Sue, Keith, Craig, and Todd. How y'all doing tonight? Well, I'm going to try to make y'all another tape tonight. Hope you enjoy it. This is the first time I've made a tape or wrote in quite a few days now. But I'm going to try to get this made out tonight. I'm running this on the faster speed because there's not a whole lot of news. So maybe I can make it out, and I hope y'all enjoy it because I enjoy making it. Well, first off, I want to tell all of you that I want to thank you very much for what you sent me on my birthday. You know y'all didn't have to do that, but I've really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the billfold, the keychain, the cookies, and the radio y'all sent, brother. Really enjoyed all of it. Well, it just really nice of y'all to send it, and the birthday cards was beautiful. They touched me. I've really enjoyed all of it, and next year on the birthday, whoever birthday it might be next year, maybe we can all be together. Well, today's Monday, October the 2nd, and boy, the time's really getting by. Y'all just gonna have to excuse me for not writing. I don't know where time's gone the last couple of months. I mean, it has really got away from me. I hope the rest of my time over here passes as fast as it has the last couple of months, because it seems like only yesterday I woke up and it was just September the 1st, and here it is October now, the 2nd of October, and about 28 days, Linda and I will be meeting in Hawaii. Of course, I'm excited about that. And she's doing fine. I had a letter from her today, and everything's all right. She's doing fine. But really, y'all, I really did enjoy the things y'all sent. And it made me feel good to know that y'all was thinking about me on my birthday. And brother, that card you sent was something else. I got a kick out of that, let me tell you. I got my birthday present from Linda, and she sent me a real nice Polaroid land camera with a case and a light bar and attachment and all this. It's something that I've wanted for a long time, and she knew I wanted it, and she sent me one. I felt pretty bad after getting it. Because what I sent her wasn't near as nice, but maybe she'll understand, and it's not what you send, it's how you send it, you know. But I've got my radio now, and I got camera and everything. I took a couple of pictures last night. I writing some letters and everything. I didn't take them, a buddy of mine took them, and I thought I'd send them to y'all. Hope you enjoy them. This camera I got, you take a picture with it, and it's 10 seconds on black and white and 60 seconds on color. I haven't been able to find no color film for it over here, but I will. And I'll be sending y'all quite a few pictures along now. And I got the films and the tapes y'all sent and everything in the package. And like I said, I've really enjoyed all of it, and I appreciate it. And I wish I was there to tell you in person thank you. I had a letter from the chaplain here in the 34th Engineers. He sent me on my birthday. It was a real nice letter. The chaplain, he's a swell guy. I go over once in a while and I talk to him. And I don't know, he's really all right. And he sent me a real nice letter on my birthday. I don't know how he knew it was my birthday, but I got the letter, and he's wishing me a happy birthday and wanting me to start coming to church every Sunday and everything, you know. So I guess I have to go over there. I went over and had to talk with him. My birthday was Saturday. Sunday evening, I went over and talked to him about an hour. We had some pretty good conversations, and he pointed out some things that maybe I didn't realize before, but anyway, I enjoyed that, and I had a happy birthday. Well, couldn't celebrate it like I did if I was home. I celebrated it, and 23 years old, and I feel every bit of it, let me believe. I tell you, if I feel any older when I get 50, I'll be on crutches, I guess. Well, everything's just about the same around here. There's not much changes as the days go by. Like I said, I don't know what it is, but the time's passing real fast for me now. I don't know where my time's gone the last month or so. It has really gotten away from me. But I've been going quite a bit. I've been going on quite a few convoys. They've been moving me around quite a bit. I've been Fuloy, Lake, Tongfeng, and Tonsonute, and Saigon, different places around. They've pretty well had me on the go now, but I don't mind that. And just as long as time goes by like it has right now, it really passed. Hello, Snowdy. Let's see, today I went out by Zeon and worked and come back in this afternoon. Wasn't just about the same old grind every day. Oh, by the way, got a new motor, new transmission, 7 new tires on my truck, and they put a new master cylinder in it. You know, that truck was brand new when I left Fort Stewart. Now, Brother Mac and Sue and Mother, y'all probably won't understand this, but Dad, he probably knows. When I left Fort Stewart, you know, the truck, I was assigned that truck in Fort Stewart, and it was brand new. And I've got a little better than 7,000 miles on it now. And I've put the biggest part of them on it myself, and the biggest part of them been put on it since I've been over here. But they had I don't know, my main, back mains was leaking in it pretty bad. And so rather than them going into it fixing it, we're not going into any third echelon maintenance here in our battalion anymore. And they had a brand new engine down there and a brand new transmission. The synchronizers was bad in my transmission. I'm pretty rough. I mean, when I got a set of wheels on me, well, I got to get what it's got, and that's what I've done to my old truck. Anyway, I've got a new motor and new transmission now, and I drove it today for the first time since they fixed it, and I wasn't really pleased with it. I believe the old engine is a little bit stronger than this, and maybe it'll loosen up. I hope so, because when it comes time to roll them, I like to roll them. I got those tapes from Uncle Grade.